आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू होल्ड टॉक्स विद ब्रुनाई सुल्तान हाजी हसन अल बोल्किया इन बंदरसेरी बेगवान टुडे। सेंट एंड त्रिपुरा गवर्नमेंट टू साइन पीस डील विद टू रेबल ग्रुप्स ऑफ द स्टेट दिस आफ्टरनून। President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate Vishwa Shanti Buddha Vihara at Udgir in Latur district of Maharashtra. World Bank says Indian economy to remain strong despite subdued global growth. Many prominent personalities of West Bengal announced to return awards conferred on them by state government over RG Corps hospital issue. And India achieved highest ever medal haul at Paralympics. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Brunei's Sultan Haji Hasan Al Bolkiah today. The discussions are likely to touch upon all aspects of bilateral relations and also explore new areas of cooperation. Several MOUs are expected to be exchanged following the talks. Mr. Modi reached Bandarseri Begwan yesterday on the first leg of his two-nation tour to Brunei and Singapore. Upon arrival, Prime Minister was accorded a ceremonial welcome and received by the Crown Prince and senior minister in the Prime Minister's office of Brunei, Haji Al-Muhtadi Billah. This is the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. The visit coincides with the 40th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between India and Brunei. Yesterday, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the new Chancery of the High Commission of India in Bandarseri Begwan. He also visited the Omar Ali Saifuddin Mosque in Brunei. Our correspondent has filed this report.
India shares a very warm and friendly relationship with Brunei. The bilateral engagements cover multiple areas such as defense, trade and investment, energy, space technology, health, capacity building, culture, and vibrant people-to-people exchanges. India has received valuable support from Brunei in its space program with three MOUs with Brunei in this area. Defense is another important pillar in the bilateral cooperation. Both nations are also working towards establishing a joint working group for cooperation in the area of defense. India has also been importing hydrocarbons from Brunei. Suparna Saikya for Akashwani News.
Prime Minister Modi will head for Singapore later today for the second leg of his two-nation visit at the invitation of his counterpart Lawrence Yong. The leaders will review the progress of the India-Singapore strategic partnership and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. He'll be visiting Singapore after nearly 6 years. Memorandum of settlement will be signed among central and Tripura governments, representatives of the National Liberation Front of Tripura, NLFT, and All Tripura Tiger Force, ATTF, in New Delhi today, in the presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Chief Minister of Tripura Manik Shah, and senior officials of Home Ministry and Tripura government will also be present during the signing of the Memorandum of Settlement. We have more from a correspondent.
Home Ministry has been working tirelessly to fulfill Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of a developed Northeast which is free from extremism, violence and conflict. Centre has signed 12 important agreements to bring peace and prosperity in the Northeast. Of them, the three agreements are related to Tripura. Around 10,000 people have given up arms and joined mainstream due to signing of several agreements by Narendra Modi government. Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the Vishwa Shanti Buddha Vihara at Udgir in Latur district of Maharashtra today. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Union Minister Ramdas Athavale and Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar will be present on the occasion. President will also meet the beneficiaries of the Sashan Apliya Dari and Mukhyamantri Maji Larki Bahin Yojana at the Udaygiri College grounds. President Murmu will also visit Takht Sachkhand Shri Huzur Sahib Gurdwara in Nanded. She is on a three-day visit to Maharashtra beginning Monday. Many prominent literary, theatre and film personalities of West Bengal have announced to return the honours conferred on them by the state government over the RG Corps hospital issue. They include actor Sudipto Chakraborty, theatre personality Biplab Bandyopadhyay and thespian Chandan Sen. Sudipto Chakraborty said she will keep standing on the road demanding justice for the Kolkata rape and murder victim. Bengali theatre personality Biplab Bandyopadhyay said The state government and the police force want to hide facts following the rape and murder of a woman doctor in RG Kaur Hospital on August 9th. Thespian Chandan Sen also declared that he is returning the Dinobandhu Mitra Purushkar, an award instituted by the Natya Academy. An initiative called Lab Mitra started in the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's parliamentary constituency, Varanasi, last year, was awarded the National E-Governance Gold Award at the National E-Governance Conference 2024 held yesterday in Mumbai. The award was given for administrative reforms and district-level initiatives in e-governance. We have a report from a correspondent.
The initiative named Lab Mitra started by District Administration of Varanasi with the help of a private bank and NGO has been quite successful, and the Lab Mitra model has now been started in the name of Lab Report in entire UP. The facility is being provided at 20 hospitals including all government hospitals of Varanasi, and more than 2.5 lakh patients have benefited from it till date. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The World Bank has said that India's medium-term outlook is expected to remain positive amid challenging external conditions. According to the World Bank's latest report, the growth is forecast to reach 7% in the financial year 2024-25. It would also remain strong in 2025-26. And 2026-27. It added that with robust revenue growth and further fiscal consolidation, the debt to GDP ratio is projected to decline from 83.9% in financial year 2023-24 to 82% by 2026-27. The current account deficit is expected to remain at around 1 to 1.6% of GDP up to financial year 2026-27. In Andhra Pradesh, fresh bout of heavy rainfall lashed Vijayawada and several parts of NTR and Guntur in the early hours today, hampering the flood relief operations. Active relief operations are in force in Singh Nagar and areas along the Budameru Canal in Vijayawada, providing food and essential commodities using drones and motorboats. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu, who is continuously inspecting the flood relief operations, assured flood impacted people of timely delivery of food and medical services. Our correspondent has filed this report.
With the flood water receding, people from the inundated areas in Vijayawada are moving to safer parts of NTR district. Normalcy is slowly returning to the low-lying areas adjacent to Krishna River as flood water inflow into Prakasham Barrage is gradually going down. About 1400 sanitation staff are being mobilized from Visakhapatnam to assist in rescue and rehabilitation measures. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, who is closely monitoring the situation, appealed to the people to contribute generously to the Chief Minister's relief fund towards flood relief operations. Meanwhile, the Met Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall in Andhra Pradesh today. Sri Sai for Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
In Telangana, flood waters in several parts of Telangana receded as there's a let up for the rains and relief activities have gained momentum. People in the worst rain hit areas of Khammam, Mehbubabad and Suryapet districts breathe a sigh of relief with the flood water receding from the living areas. Meanwhile, a few areas in Siddipet and Nizamabad recorded extremely to very heavy rainfall yesterday. We have more from a correspondent.
Torrential downpour during the past few days in Telangana left 16 people dead and caused losses over 5,000 crore rupees, in addition to submerging crops in thousands of acres of land. Hundreds of people were shifted to relief camps. The state government has already announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees each to the kin of those who died in rain-related incidents and 10,000 rupees per acre as an immediate relief to farmers whose crops got damaged. Meanwhile, the Met officials have warned that more rains likely in Telangana due to fresh low-pressure area which is likely to form over the Bay of Bengal by tomorrow. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
And now some international news. The Controller and Auditor General of India, CAG, signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the UAE Accountability Authority during a bilateral meeting with the President of UAE Accountability Authority. During the signing ceremony, CAG Girish Chandra Murmu said that this MOU is a testament to the shared values and goals of our institutions and reinforces the strong ties between India and the UAE. We have a report.
The Memorandum of Understanding aims to foster collaboration between the two supreme audit institutions, focusing on areas such as knowledge exchange, capacity building and best practices in public sector auditing. By sharing expertise and experiences, both countries seek to strengthen their respective audit methodologies and improve overall governance. The President of UAE Accountability Authority emphasized the importance of the MOUs enhancing in external audit practices and strengthening bilateral relations. He noted that the cooperation would contribute to improved governance and accountability in both countries. Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Sri Lanka is gearing up for the first phase of voting in the presidential elections, with over 7 lakh state sector employees scheduled to cast their postal ballots starting today. With 38 candidates in the fray, the front runners would be hoping to get a head start for the elections scheduled on September 21st with commencement of postal voting. We have a report.
As the race towards presidential elections takes shape in Sri Lanka, over 7,12,000 government employees will exercise franchise through postal ballot starting today. The Elections Commission in Sri Lanka had announced that the postal voting will be conducted on 4th, 5th and 6th of September. The Election Commission also noted that the government employees who are unable to cast their votes by post on these dates will be able to vote at district secretariat offices on 11th and 12th of September. While focusing on important issues such as economic stability, corruption and social welfare, the frontrunner candidates have presented their manifestos last week with a hope to win the vote of government officials as well as the general voter. Ahmed Moeen Farooqi, Akashvani News, Colombo.
Now on to sports. In the Paris Paralympics, India bagged 5 medals yesterday that took the medals tally to 20, the best ever in a single edition of the Paralympics. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called India's Paralympic champions to congratulate them. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, India is proud of its athletes. Before the Paris Paralympics, India's best performance was 19 medals in Tokyo 2020. Earlier yesterday, Deepti Jivanji won the bronze in the women's 400 meters T20 race, Sharad Kumar bagged silver and Mariappan Thangavelu got bronze in the men's high jump T63. In men's javelin F46, India claimed 2 medals with Ajit Singh silver and Sundar Gurjar's bronze. On day 7, the Indian contingent will be in action in multiple events today. We have a report.
The first medal event of the day will take place at 1:35 PM Indian time, with Sachin Khilari, Mohammad Yaseer and Rohit Kumar participating in men's short put F46 finals. In powerlifting, Paramjeet Kumar will eye a podium finish in men's 49kg final. In shooting, Nihal Singh, Rudransh Khandelwal will compete in mixed 50m pistol SH1 event. In archery, Harvinder Singh will face Seng Lung Hui of Taipei in men's individual recurve open round of 32. Moreover, India have won a total of 20 medals that includes 3 gold, 8 silver and 9 bronze. With Omvesh Upadhyay's report, Chirag Jha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Abhishek. Prime Minister Modi's visit to Brunei in Southeast Asia is noticed prominently by the dailies. Modi in Brunei to hold talks with Sultan today, reports the Asian Age. The paper writes, Singapore next stop, PM to meet Wong and others. The statesman, quoting External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, says Singapore has central role to play in India's Act East policy. India's air defence gets future ready, states the Pioneer. MOD OK's 1.5 lakh crore rupees proposal to buy high-tech warships, next-generation tanks, reports the Tribune. Centre sets a panel to combat surge in Manipur drone bombings, reports Hindustan Times. World Bank hikes India's economic growth projection to 7% for financial year 2024-25, notes the Hindu. And finally, Yogi plans grounds in all 827 blocks to make Uttar Pradesh a football hub, reports the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Brunei Sultan Haji Hasnal Bolkiah in Bandar Seri Begwan today. Sent in Tripura government to sign peace deal with 2 rebel groups of the state this afternoon. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate Vishwa Shanti Buddha Vihara at Udgir in Latur district of Maharashtra. World Bank says Indian economy to remain strong despite subdued global growth. Many prominent personalities of West Bengal announced to return awards conferred on them by state government over RG Kaur hospital issue. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.